You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. I am Dr. Marvin. It's so good. Beautiful Saturday morning. I got a lot of things to talk about today, as always. We got a great show lined up for you. Thank you I want to thank my listeners for returning again this week. That means obviously something I said, or maybe you just like my voice. But I want you to grab everyone that you know. I want you to call, text people, email them, tell them about this show, because you're going to find out some very interesting information about this show, especially if you haven't listened to me before. The next half hour, I'm going to talk about dentistry. The show is called Let's Talk Dentistry because I'm a dentist licensed here in California, several other states, and I've been doing dentistry for a long time. But what I really talk about is how dentistry should really be like. Real dentistry. Dentistry that's good for your health. Dentistry that's good for the long term. Dentistry that is the right dentistry. Now, you may be thinking, right dentistry? What do you mean, the right dentistry? Isn't dentistry fixing teeth? Hasn't it been the same for a long time? Isn't it black or white, cut and dry? Isn't dentistry completely exact? Don't we know exactly what dentistry is? The real answer is no. Though your dentist or the people that you know that may be dentist or no dentist or your own dentist may think otherwise. And that's where I really want to hit at today. I am Dr. Marvin. I have an office here in California, here in San Diego. Dr. Stacy Goddess and I have been practicing holistic dentistry for several years. I've got to tell you that we are at the forefront of holistic dentistry. There's a lot more people, a lot more dentists that are getting into this because they're realizing that this is the right dentistry. Now, let me tell you a little bit about who I am. And then you get to see if this is something or this is if I am someone that you want to see. Well, my parents, I grew up in a medical family. Both my parents are doctors. My dad's an ear, nose, and throat surgeon, head and neck surgeon. And my mom is an anesthesiologist. God bless them. They're still alive. They're breathing. They could still see our children, their grandparents. It's great. But what you need to understand is that I come from a medical background. And so what happened was that all I knew was traditional mainstream medicine. It wasn't called traditional mainstream medicine. It was just called medicine. And growing up, I was fed or taught or I understood that there was only one way to fix disease. And that way was to go to your doctor, your physician, your primary care doctor, go to the emergency room. Doctors have the solution to problems. The problems may be a runny nose, maybe a fever, maybe you got a sprain in your wrist or you sprain your ankle. You got a heart attack. They know how to keep you alive. They'll give you medications. They'll show you different surgeries or give you different options. That's the dentistry that I know. It's probably that's the medicine that I know, and it's the medicine that you know. Now, here's the dentistry growing up. When I was younger, I went to the dentist a few times, not every 6 months. I got a cleaning. I got an exam. I had sealants put on my teeth, and if I had a cavity, they filled it. Now, these people, these healthcare professionals, are supposedly experts. But what I'm about to tell you today will shock you, because what you don't know is what your dentist or healthcare professional doesn't know either. Because there's a different way to look at this. The way that you look at this is you need to look at people as individuals over the long term. We need to take a step back and just look at the big picture. And when you look at the big picture, it is not the same as fixing the small picture. See, there's two different pictures. There's the one that's in a small frame, and then there's one that's in the big frame. I look at the big frame because what I want is I want a long, healthy life. And by choosing to live a long, healthy life, I've chosen to think outside of the box, start questioning what I've learned, what I've taught, okay, or what I've been taught. You see, I went to dental school thinking that I wanted to be an implant dentist. So going through dental school, my dental teachers or my professors, other dentists, okay, other healthcare specialists, scientists, they taught me the basics. And what they did was they told me that in order to fix a disease, you need to figure out the cause. And a lot of times diseases, or especially infectious diseases, are caused by bacteria. So if you could figure out the bacteria and eliminate it, however way, either through ointments, through creams, through medication, through pills, through rinsing, just washing your hand, that's the best way to take care of it. Well, as we went along in our training in dental school, we started getting more specialized, honed in on our skill, and we started looking individually at the teeth. Because every dentist, in their mind, they have a good idea what dentists do, because it's not rocket science. Dentists fix teeth. So what we are looking for is we're looking for problems in the teeth. We're looking at possibly problems in the gums. We're looking at the alignment or the arrangement of the teeth. And then we also consider cosmetically where what should beautiful teeth look like. So that's pretty much what dentistry is. So what dentists do to this day, they look at the small picture and they figure out that the teeth, something's wrong. Maybe there's a crack in the tooth. Maybe the tooth starts to hurt. Maybe the tooth is a little bit too high. Maybe the tooth is crooked. Maybe they're looking at the whole mouth. Maybe you got pain in your jaw joints. When you open and close, there's a joint near your right in front of your ear. Maybe there's some aches and pains, and there's problems there. We're looking for symptoms. That's the bottom line I'm getting at. And what medicine has done, and it's a huge failure, is that they've taken these symptoms and they've come up with solutions to quiet the symptoms or to remove the symptoms without getting to the cause. Remember I told you that in dental school and medical school, you want to figure out the cause, because if you take care of the cause, chances are you've taken away all the symptoms, not just one or two symptoms, but all the symptoms. And chances are that you know what to do next time if you get this infectious or this infection. But in dentistry, we don't want to look at that. We want to sit on our hands. We want to clean people's teeth, charge people exams, take x-rays on people, and wait until something goes wrong. And when you have a symptom, aha, the dentist will be your hero, save the day, fix a tooth like your mechanic would fix your car. You go on your way, you come back in for your 6-month cleaning, and we'll just wait until something else happens to your teeth or gums. That's the way it is in dentistry. That is not the way we do it at the Center for Natural Dentistry. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. I'm Dr. Marvin. We're talking about today is very unique. It's a very interesting way. We've got a lot of good information to tell you. If you want to schedule an appointment with me, I encourage you. That telephone number is 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199. Before I forget, I knew ahead of this time that I would wait. I was supposed to tell you about this at the beginning. But today, Saturday, the 25th, April 25th, I am going to be at the Encinitas Street Fair in downtown Encinitas. Okay. So if you want to say hi, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you just want to shake hands, or if you want to smile at me and I'll smile back at you, come visit me today. I'm going to be there for about 6 or 7 hours. I want to go out there and meet the people face to face. So if you want to meet with me, go to the Encinitas Street Fair. It's on 101. Come see me. I invite you. But if you cannot make it, and I know some of you cannot, either it's too far or you have plans today. I'm sorry if I didn't tell you earlier. You can come visit me on Sunday. I am going to be at the Earth Fair in Balboa Park. Now, if you've ever been to Earth Fair, you'll know that it gets packed. It's a great time. A lot of great booths, great exhibitors, a lot of great activities. There's entertainment. There's just a lot of people watching. If you love to people watch, it's a great place. There's food. I am going to have a booth or a table over there so you can come visit me. Now, you don't have to go around start searching for me because I've specifically chosen a place that is close to the fountain. So if you're familiar with the museums around there, I'm near the big fountain closer to the zoo. Okay, it's called Prada East. So I want you to meet me there, say hello. We've got a lot of great information. And even if you want, you can open your mouth and I can take a quick peek and give you a quick 2-second consultation. How about that? So visit me tomorrow at Earth Fair. Visit me today in Encinitas. You got that? Put that on your calendar. If you have plans, change them, okay? Because I don't do this very often. Tell you the truth, it's very exhausting to do these shows, but I just love the people and I just love helping people. So visit us today. I'm going to try and get Dr. Goddess. I'm going to try and get Jonathan over there. We're going to have a great time. Come visit us today. Now, let me get back to my topics. I was talking a little bit about my background, where I came from. Once I started learning how to look at the big picture, once I realized that I'm treating people and not teeth, not gums, but what the teeth and gums are connected to, I realized that what I learned was not enough. And we can't be heroes by eliminating symptoms. We'll be heroes by taking care of disease. Now, what happened when I moved to California was I started to understand that everything is connected, meaning that what I eat affects my health. Now, that may seem like an obvious statement, but it's not for a lot of people because what they're eating, once they learn what's in their food, that can be the source or the cause of your long-term health issues. Now, look around, understand the news, see everyone that is taking medications that has a chronic illness. There's so many chronic illnesses out there. There's people that are dying of cancer. They have diabetes. They have all of these inflammatory diseases, autoimmune diseases, arthritis, and they're doing the wrong treatment. And when I realized that I myself am a proactive, tell it like it is, self-reliant individual, I started to put two and two together. And when I say put two and two together, it's about having common sense. And I think it's common sense not to put toxins into your body. I hope you believe the same thing. Now, once we understand or accept that statement, then we have to go and search out what are the toxins in our lives. Is it the mold in our house? Is it the fluoride in our drinking water? Is it the exhaust from the cars that we are around all the time? Is it the electrical wires that are outside our window? Is it the metal springs that are in our mattresses? Is it the allergens in the air? Or is it the actual people that surround us that are feeding us with these negative thoughts, negative beliefs? And is that causing the stress and our structure to break down? Those are very difficult questions to answer, and this is the reason why healthcare does not take on these, because they do not know it all. Now, these doctors are very smart. They've gone to school, and they earned a right to be called doctors. But the reality is that they don't know what they don't know. And if you tell them what they don't know, they're going to get mad because they've invested so much time, energy, and money to be called experts. They don't want the, quote, non-experts, you, the patients, to tell them what to do. What I want from you is to open up your mind and understand that you need to question. It's your responsibility and your right to question your practitioners and your doctors, and then ultimately make a decision based on the information that you received. Now, you may be getting some bad information, but if you accept that information and you act upon it, that is your responsibility. Now, I know it's hard. It takes a lot of effort and energy to find a practitioner that aligns with your beliefs, the same beliefs that I have, that you need to have an open mind and accept and understand and be responsible for your actions. This is the reason why I am a holistic dentist. I was a dentist first, and then I went out and questioned what dentistry really was, and I understood that it's not the right type of dentistry. There's a new type of dentistry. It's called holistic or natural dentistry. But not until recently, because since I've been doing holistic dentistry for a few years, that I realized that it goes beyond dentistry. It goes beyond the teeth and gums. It goes through the whole picture. And most dentists, including holistic dentists, have no clue about this. That's why I'm here on this radio show to tell you that not all holistic dentists are the same. I just had a holistic dentist call me, and she did not understand anything about the dangers of root canals or cavitation, jawbone infections. If all they know is that fluoride is bad for you and they don't place mercury fillings, that's just brushing the surface. Most holistic dentists should already know that. But when you go to an experienced, well-researched, scientific, idealistic, holistic dentist, they will go out and search the information and know how to treat people and get down to the root cause of the problems. And the root cause of problems are deeper than mercury fillings. It's deeper than fluoride and toothpaste. It's deeper than the x-rays, the radiation in the x-rays. We're talking about materials that are used in people's mouths. We're talking about the structure and how the jaw, the teeth, the jaw joint, the bones in the skull, the bones in your neck, the bones that go all the way down your body, how it all works together. We look at how the alignment of the teeth works and how orthodontics or braces can affect that for the negative. Why would you want to cause more harm to your children? I see adults all the time that had braces when they were a child and did everything that they were supposed to do. Their parents did whatever their expert dentist said or their orthodontist said. And now they have issue after issue after issue going on in their mouth because of those decisions. What I'm telling you is do not be a victim. Go search out holistic dentist, figure out what's best for your mouth. If you decide not to do it, fine. That is your decision. We're not going to pull your leg. We're not going to yank your arms out. We're not going to hold you hostage, put a gun to your head, and say you have to do this. This is your choice. But there's no way that you can get to these choices without getting an opinion from a holistic dentist. Because believe it or not, I will look at the whole picture, and sometimes the problem is not in your mouth, but is elsewhere, and I will help you and guide you into the right individual. Instead of just fixing my area of expertise, I'm looking out after you as if I were the patient. So I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to pass judgment just because you drove a long way, just because your finances aren't in order, just because you have insurance, just because you don't have insurance, just because you're dressed a certain way, just because you talk a different way. I'm not going to judge all of that. What I want to do is I want to figure out where the stresses are in your body, if the stresses are found in your mouth, is that relating to all those other problems? And I'm going to provide a treatment plan or some treatment options that I would do based on what I know as of today, as of this date, what I would do for that situation. But I always tell patients that if I learn a new technique or if I realize that what I was doing was probably not the most ideal, then I'm going to change. And that's what you want. Because I want people to understand that it's not about me. It's not about the money. It's about doing what's right. And this is why I call this the right dentistry. That's the reason why I make the decisions. Our children, we have three children. I have a 4-year-old, 9-year-old, and 11-year-old. And for the most part, we're all healthy. Now, I'm going to tell you that my oldest child had all the vaccinations because we were not holistic. We did not understand about all the vaccinations. We gave her the wrong foods. We gave her a lot of medications. She was hospitalized a lot. She had some allergic reactions. She had a lot of asthma. And now she has more issues than we would like to deal with. Now, obviously, hindsight is 2020. So what we did was when we had our second child, we started doing things differently. Then we had issues with her, with Sophia. She had eczema and all these problems, so we got her on a really strict diet. By the time we had our third child, we were even more holistic and understood things. And even to this day, he's the one that is the least sick of all of us. Now, I can't turn back time. I know what the history is. I told you the history of my background. I ate a lot of bad junk food growing up. I had a lot of medications growing up. I was in the hospital growing up, and I did not know what I was eating, drinking, and how it could affect me in the long term. Well, did a big 180, and now I understand that the holistic lifestyle is the lifestyle that I want to live, and I'm going to take control over that situation. So what I want you to do is if you understood what I was saying, then I would like for you to be my patient. I absolutely would. And now is as good as time as ever. And there should be really no reason why you should not be my patient. There is no reason why you should not be my patient. Because what I'm going to do is provide a special for those people that have never seen me. Now, you can't come in for the new patient. You can't be an existing patient, okay? Because if you're an existing patient, you're not a new patient of mine. But I want those people, those outliers that haven't been to the dentist in a while, or they have been to the dentist but are starting to question their dentist's holistic or open-mindedness or their knowledge of what's going on. Because just because a dentist says something, let's say you come in and say the dentist recommended this to have a crown, does not mean that I'm going to agree that it's a crown. I'm going to have my own opinions, my own evaluation, and my own thoughts. And my thoughts or my evaluation or my treatment plan could completely differ. So I want anyone out there that is listening to the show, anyone out there that's listening to the show that's never been a patient of mine, I want you to call right now, 760-536-1199, or visit me at Encinitas Fair, Street Fair today, or Earth Fair tomorrow, and I will give you a free exam and x-ray. That's a $398. You're not going to find that deal anywhere. I've seen those deals at other dental offices for $39. You can get x-rays, cleaning, and exam. Well, let me tell you that I used to work at one of those. I worked specifically for 7 days at one of those, and I got to say it was the worst experience of my life. And I'm going to tell you that there is a huge difference between a 10-minute exam, two-dimensional x-rays and pictures, and their cleaning, which is very poorly done, than to have an x-ray with a three-dimensional x-ray, CT scan, and an exam where we sit down and talk about the holistic sense at my office. So if you come see me today or tomorrow, I will give you, I'll write down your name and telephone number, and I'll give you a free exam and x-ray, initial exam, comprehensive exams. Nothing's left behind. We're not going to cut out anything just because you're not going to pay. But you have to come visit me today or tomorrow. Look for me, okay? Come with your friends. I guarantee that it's be worth your while. I really want to meet my listeners. Even if you're an existing patient, I of course want to see you there because my patients are my friends. So if you want to take advantage of this special, you can call right now, 760-536-1199, if you want to schedule a visit. But in order to get the free visit, free exams, you have to see me. I have to write your name down. I will be there, or someone will be there. Encinitas Street Fair today, Earth Fair tomorrow. Bring your friends, bring your families. I'd like to meet all of you. I'd love to hear your stories. If you're an existing patient, tell me your stories on how your health has seriously improved since coming to see us, because we got to the root cause. I'm at the end of my show. I hope to see you there today and tomorrow. I'm Dr. Marvin, and I'm out.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.